In a Dhamma talk several years ago, you mentioned an interview of a Christian monk. Reflecting on his 40 years of monastic life, the monk said something like, "I wish I had been more kind." Reflecting on your 35 years in robes, do you have any strong lessons that stand out? I'm not interested in regrets, but rather the kinds of wisdom, knowledge, that the accumulation of years of practice illuminates. Well, it would depend on whatever sort of the thought of the moment as it comes out. Certainly it's also very encouraging that people actually remember Dhamma talks. I've forgotten that. if reflecting on 35 years in robes, I think a strong lesson that sort of pops out, maybe just picking out of the random out of the hat right now, something. I think the aspect of just patience. It's certainly something that Ajahn Chah emphasized over and over again, and for myself, I think that same. Sort of lesson is one that comes to mind right now, and just the importance of just being willing to be patient with things, and that recognition of, because oftentimes we don't recognize the goodness that we're doing and that we're engaged in. Oftentimes our standards are high, and our expectations are high, and we judge ourselves in ways that are reflect that expectation and standard, so that we're not patient enough to sort of recognize the goodness that we're actually doing, or and I think it's really important to have the patience to be able to watch and be present with that fundamental goodness that is a motivating factor in all of the things that we do. And anybody who's on a retreat here, you wouldn't be here if you weren't committed to leading a really skillful, wholesome, good life. That's oftentimes not reflected on. I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to live up to this standard. And this teacher said this, that teacher said that, that person. It goes on and on, and then we always feel like we come up short somehow. And that to be able to be patient enough to just set all that aside and say, well, what's really important to me, and to really allow that to come into the heart and recognize it. And again, it's that sense of patience isn't just sort of enduring, but it's like being able to be present with experience. I think that's more how I relate to patience, is that willingness, that ability to just be really present with experience. So that we can take it in and be present for it.